listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. We give God thanks and praise for this another opportunity to be here to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are still in Psalm 119 and we will be going through to the very end. It's 176 verses, and we are going to start on verse 49 this evening, and that's Zion. That's the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And we know that Psalm 119 is an acrostic psalm. It's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or phrase. And we see, people of God, the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, we see where they had a set of eight verses or a stanza. A set of eight verses. So we see, people of God, we are doing a set of eight verses each session so we can understand what God is saying to us through these words. And even as we see the Hebrew alphabet had these stanza, had these verses, that we have to understand what God is saying to us. And as we go through the meaning of these Hebrew letters, we will now understand the word even better as to what God is saying to us in his word. So I believe God is calling us back to his word. And we see in Psalm 119, 176 verses. But out of those 176 verses, only four verses does not have a word which denotes God's revelation to us. So take note, people of God. Take note that God is revealing himself to us through these words in Psalm 119 and all the words of the Bible as well. But we are looking specifically on Psalm 119 to see what the Lord wants us to glean from this psalm. So this week we are going to be beginning in verse 49. And we are looking on the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which had these eight verses, verse 49 through 56. That's what we're doing this week. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Thank you, O God Almighty, for your word to us this evening. We pray, O God, that you'll continue to illuminate your word to us. Holy Spirit of God, we pray that you will guide us into all truth. We pray that you will teach us the word and help us to learn, O God, and apply your word to wisdom. Lord, we pray this evening for all those who take time out to listen to your word. We pray for those that are already saved, O God, that they will continue to grow in grace and knowledge of you, Jesus. We pray for those that are not yet saved, that they, O God, will give their lives to you, Jesus. They will cry out, Jesus, save me. Father God Almighty, we thank you, O God, that you are our strong deliverer. And we pray that you will deliver them from the snares of the enemy. Father God Almighty, we thank you again for what you're doing in this season. Thank you, O God, for your word, O God Almighty, Lord Jesus, that only can satisfy us. Nothing else can satisfy us but your word. And we thank you, O God, even for, O God, this new year, Almighty God. We thank you, O God Almighty, Lord, for all the blessings that you will bestow upon us in this new year. And we pray in the name of Jesus, O God, we will continue to walk hand in hand with you. We will continue to walk united to your word, that we, O God, will not stumble on this journey. Father, we thank you again for your presence. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, your pleasures forevermore. We pray in the name of Jesus, mighty God, that your presence, O God Almighty, will be so tangible in our lives as we go through this year. O mighty God, we will practice your presence every step of the journey. Father, we bless you, we honor you, and we give you glory, O God. We thank you for your many blessings in our lives, and may your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we say amen and amen. Bless the Lord. So we are going on to verse 49 of Psalm 119, and we are coming from the New King James Version. That's what we're reading from, the New King James Version. And we are going to verse 49. And Zion is that Hebrew letter which held these eight verses, 49 through 56. And Zion is the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Zion, the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet. and it is shaped like a sword. So if you have your Bible, people of God, and you're looking in this psalm, and you're looking from verse 49 to 56, you will see that letter Zion that head these verses. So look in your Bible. Every Bible have these letters in this psalm written there. So we look and we see the letter Zion, which is shaped like a sword. The word of God tells us that the word of God is quick, alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. So we see, people of God, the Zion is shaped like a sword and is a symbol. Look on it. It's the symbol of spirit sustenance and struggle. It's a symbol of spirit sustenance and struggle. So it's a symbol, people of God, that we must fight this good fight of faith. We fight with the word of God. We can't fight without the word of God. So we have to understand, people of God, that the Holy Spirit used that word to fight. The sword of the Spirit. The word of God. So we have to understand, people of God, without the word in our hearts, we have nothing to fight with. We are defenseless without the word. So we see the word, it's shaped like a sword and is a symbol of spirit sustenance and struggle. So in this life, we're going to have struggle, we're going to have resistance, we're going to have fight, but we're going to use the word of God to fight the good fight of faith. So look at verse 49 of Psalm 119. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. What was the psalmist saying? Be reminded, O God, of the word that you have given unto your servant, upon which I built my hope. People of God, God has given us his word. And only on his word can we build our hope. So we have to understand, people of God, our confident expectation must be coming from God. Where else can we go? Who else can we look to? Who else can we expect from but our God? So our confident expectation must be from God. He said, upon which I built my hope, upon your word. So people of God, if the word is not in our hearts, what can we build our hope on? We become hopeless like the world. So we need the word of God inside of us so that our hope will be built up. The word of God tells us in Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. So it is tangible through my spiritual eyes. I'm seeing it, but it's not yet manifested. I'm expecting it. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. I have confident expectation that my God is coming through for me. No matter how dark it looks at this time, he's coming through for me. So my expectation is confidently placed in Christ Jesus. So the psalmist said, be reminded, O God, of the word that you have given unto your servant. So the psalmist, in such a close relationship with God, was saying, God, remember the word to your servant. And this denotes, people of God, that close relationship that the psalmist had with the Lord. So we are called to have a close relationship with our God. We're called to have a close relationship that we can say, remember, Lord, your word to me. Remember when you said this word to me. And upon this word, I hope, because of what you have said to me, I'm confidently expecting you to come through for me. So people of God, we have to understand that we are called to walk by faith and not by sight. People of God, we are called to have faith in Christ Jesus. Hold firmly to the word of God,
Don't let nothing remove us from trusting in God's word. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell on this land. And verily, truly, you will be fed. You will be taken care of. So we need to hope in God's word. We need to hold firmly to the word of God. We need to remember the word of God. Remind us, Holy Spirit. Bring to our remembrance the word that you have spoken to us, Jesus, so that we can confidently hope in you. Bring to our remembrance. If we don't remember the word of God, people of God, we will start to become hopeless. But when the word of God is fixed in our hearts, when the word of God has become our hope, then we will confidently expect. We don't see it, but we know it's coming. We will walk with confidence, not holding down our heads, for God is our shield and the lifter of our heads. So when we are walking confidently in the truth of God's word, we will always be hopeful. No matter how dark it looks, we will always be hopeful. Remember thy word, the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. Look at verse 50 of Psalm 119. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. People of God, look at the word of God. This is my comfort. Your word is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. So we see, people of God, that sword is the word of God. We have to understand the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. So we need the word of God inside of us so that we can be standing after all is done, after all the trial and tribulation has passed. We will still be standing because we are standing on the solid rock, Jesus Christ, the word. So we see, people of God, the psalmist was saying, this is my comfort in my affliction. I'm going to go through, but this is my comfort. Your word is my comfort. For your word has given me life. He said, your word brings relief when I'm afflicted. People of God, have you ever been afflicted? Have you ever been going through trials and tribulation and turning to the word of God? People of God, we find relief. We find relief during this time. For your word is my comfort in my affliction. People of God, we need to hold on to the word. For your word revive me. It's your word that revives me. It quickens me. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in us. And he quickens us. He quickens our mortal bodies. He makes us alive in Christ Jesus. So we have to understand, people of God, your word which is spirit and life has given me life. Your word has revived me. So we need to come to that place of understanding the power of the word. The word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces asunder to the dividing of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. The word of God, people of God. God is calling the church of God back to his word. We must admit that we have erred. We have gone away from the word. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned to our own ways. But we must understand that the Lord has laid on Jesus Christ the iniquity of us all. So we can run back to him. We have been justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Even though we have strayed, we can run back to him. Because, people of God, God sees us through the eyes of his Son. We have accepted him as Lord and Savior. He knows those that are his. So even though we might stray, we still belong. So we need to come back to the word. Come back to obeying the word of God, to walking in obedience to the word of God. God is calling the church of God. God is calling us. Even our affliction, we will go through affliction. Trials will come, pain and suffering will come. For your word has given me life. Your word is life-giving. Your word revives me. Look at verse 51, people of God.
Verse 51 of Psalm 119. The word of God says, the proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. What is the psalmist saying? The proud, the stout-hearted people, they have scoffed at me frequently. They laugh me to scorn. They have me in derision. They laugh me to scorn. They scoff at me. So that's what people who are not walking in humility, who are stout-hearted, they are their own gods. They do not believe in the true and living God. They trust in themselves. They will laugh at us, people of God. They will laugh us to scorn. And when people don't understand us, they will laugh us to scorn. They will scoff at us. They will mock us. They will jeer us. So the stout-hearted has scoffed at me, laughed me to scorn. Yet I have not turned away from your words. So very important, people of God. When opposition comes, we cannot turn from God's laws. We cannot turn from the word of God and go their way. Then they will win. We have to understand that this is a fight. This is a struggle. But we have the word of God inside of us. We need to have a renewed mind that we can fight with the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life. Let us not turn away from the word of God. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's what God's word said. So when we are built up in faith, we can't turn away from the word of God. It has become a part of us. People of God, we want the word to become a part of us so that we will not turn from it. Opposition will come. People will laugh us to scorn. They will scoff at us. They will mock us. They will jeer us. But we will not turn. As the psalmist said, I have not turned away from your word. We will not turn away from the laws of God. We will not turn away from his word. Look at verse 52 of Psalm 119. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. I remember your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. The psalmist said, I brought to memory your righteousness, your justice in the past, how you have come through for me over and over again. And this brings comfort to me. We have to know, people of God, and bring to our remembrance, our memory, the righteousness, the justice of God in the past. We have to remember how he has come true for us. I remember your judgment of old. I remember how you have come true for me. You have delivered me. You rescued me from the snares of the enemy. I remember. So because of that, it brings comfort to me to know that you are the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. Just as how you came through for me in the past, you will come through again. You are a God of justice. You are a God of righteousness. You are a God who takes care of your children. You are our caretaker. You are our good, good father. You cannot change. So we have to have these words in our hearts. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring to our remembrance the word of God so that we can find comfort in these times in the word of God. So it's all about the word of God, people of God. We have to understand it's all about the word. And when we see that letter Zion, remember, it represents a sword shaped like a sword and is a symbol of spiritual sustenance and struggle. It sustains us and it helps us to fight. So we need the word of God inside of us to sustain us and help us to fight and remain victorious. So we as God's children need to know and understand, people of God, and ask the Holy Spirit to bring to our memory the word of God. Look at verse 53 of Psalm 119. Verse 53 of Psalm 119. The word said, indignation have taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your laws. So the psalmist was saying, Lord, indignation has taken hold of me. Righteous indignation, people of God. Many times we get angry at the wicked because of all that they are doing and they have forsaken the law of God. So we as God's people at times will become righteously indignant because of what the wicked are doing. But we have to understand, people of God, God knows everything and God can do everything. So let us not become horrified. Let us not become angry. But let us leave everything in the hands of God. Many times we are wondering what is going to happen next. Why is the wicked prospering and doing all these wicked acts and have turned their backs on the word of God? But we have to understand that God is God and he's in complete control. So what we can control, let us not allow it to worry us or to cause us to be burdened down with what is happening in the world. But let us keep our focus on Jesus Christ. Look at verse 54. The word tells us in verse 54, your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Your statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage. What is the psalmist saying? Your written laws have been my joy. People of God, your written laws have been my joy in this body. So we have to understand, people of God, this body is a house. In this body, in the house of my pilgrimage. This body is what we live in and move in along this journey on this earth. Remember, we are pilgrims passing through. So we have to live this life in this body. So we have to understand, the psalmist is saying, your written laws have been my joy. So how can we be joyful on this journey without the word of God? So we need the word of God inside of us so we can find that joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So we need to be people who have a song. Your statutes have been my song, my joy. When we see that word song, it means joy. Songs should bring joy to us. So we see, people of God, the word of God has been our joy in this body, in this flesh that we're operating in. This body, this house. This body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. It's a house of the Holy Ghost that we journey on this earth. We are just pilgrims passing through. But people of God, we can sing the songs of Zion and have that joy in our heart on this pilgrimage. Do we have the joy of the Lord? The joy of the Lord is our strength. So we as God's people need to be so filled up with the Spirit, so filled up with the joy of the Lord in our lives, that we will sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our hearts to the Lord. People of God, the road is not easy. It's not easy. But we can have that joy, the joy of the Lord, as we continue on this pilgrimage. So God is saying to us today, walk in the Spirit. Live by the Spirit. And we will have that joy. Joy on this journey as we continue to live for Jesus Christ in this body that he has given us. We want to live for him. We want to say like Paul, and I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And the life that I now live in the flesh, the life that I now live in this body, in this house, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Look at verse 55. Of Psalm 119. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. I have brought to memory your character. I remember your name, your character, your nature, your essence of who you are. I remember who you are, O Lord, even in the nighttime. The Word of God tells us to meditate upon God's Word day and night. Even in the nighttime, we will be meditating upon God's Word. When it's dark, the night also can represent darkness, when you can't even see your way through. You don't know what else to do. Even when it's dark, we will still obey your Word. People of God, we have to make up our minds to obey the Word of God. When we keep His law, it means we are obeying His Word. Are you obedient to the Word of God? Are you meditating upon His Word day and night? Are you remembering the name of the Lord, His character? Those who love His name, put their trust in Him. Do we love His name today? Do we know His name? Can we put our trust in Him? We need to know Him. And remember your name. We need to remember His character. Remember, people of God, His attributes. Remember who He is. He's God, the omnipotent God, the omniscient God, the omnipresent God, the immutable God, the eternal God, the infinite God. God is God. We need to know His name. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. Look at the last verse, verse 56 of this stanza. Verse 56 tells us, this has become mine because I kept your precept. This has become mine because I kept your precept. This I had. I'm now bearing your character. Your character I now bear because I obey your rules. I have learned to obey your words, God, and I'm now bearing your character. And people of God, we have to understand that's the purpose of God for us, to bear His character. The Word of God tells us that we are to conform to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we come to understand, people of God, that we are called to conform to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the Word tells us in Romans 8:29, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. We are called to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. The psalmist is saying, so that this has become mine. Your character has become mine because I kept your precepts. I'm now bearing your character. I'm looking like you, Jesus. I'm starting to sound like you. I'm living like you, Jesus. I'm now conformed to your image. And that's the purpose of Abba Father, for us to be conformed to the image of His beloved Son. God bless you here this evening. And as we continue in this word, let us come to understand what God is saying to us in this season, and that we must fight the good fight of faith. Use the Word of God. Let the Word of God be at the forefront of our minds. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you that your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank you that your word is spirit and life. We thank you that your word sustains us, and that your word helps us to fight this good fight of faith. So we bless you, and we thank you for your word to us this evening. Thank you for your people who are listening, and I pray that your word will transform us all into your image, Jesus. So we thank you, and we give you praise forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
In the Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.